One thing I learned this weekend was that not everything's just about me. It's about Jesus and not just me. And ever since I've been coming to the youth group, it's brought me a lot closer to Jesus, and it's helped my life a lot.
Good morning. So recently, my family's been in some hard times, and two of my uncles passed away in February. My aunt just recently passed away. So we all felt like we were stuck. But I reached out to Estelle, and we were just talking about things, and talking about grief, how like they're just here, and then they're not. And in Micah's one lesson, we're talking about feeling like you're stuck in the cow manure, and trying to find Jesus to be the son to be able to reach back up again. And when Esther's story, she was talking about little flicks that God gives you to like prepare you for your future. So even though like it may now feel like you're stuck in the storm and like you can't have anything to do, it's just God preparing you for your future and to make you stronger.
I don't know about you, but when I was their age, there's no way you'd catch me up here talking in front of people. But God's doing something in this place. He's doing something in their lives that says gives them a new boldness to be able to come forward. Because again, that fruit that they're bearing, that fruit that they're speaking out right there, it's not them, it's Christ in them. And when we are willing to be connected and remaining in the vine and remaining in Christ as he remains in us, he is going to let that flow through us. That fruit's going to come out, not because of who we are, but because of who he is through us. Staying in the sun is simply sometimes as easy as just, hey, I'm going to set things down. I'm going to set my phone down. I'm going to set these things down, all these things that I think I feel like I have to do. Set them aside and say, hey, I'm going to spend some time with you, God, this morning. I'm going to spend some time with you, God, today. I'm going to spend some time in worship and prayer and just listening. So many times we talk when we need something, where we want something, but are we listening to what God wants to speak to us? Are we spending that quality time in the sun with him? He is our Savior. He's the reason for our existence. He's the reason we have an eternity. We need to be spending time in the sun. We can do this through his word, through worship, through prayer, through being in fellowship with other Christians that are pointing us back to Christ and saying, hey, get together with some brother and sister and say, hey, let's spend some time together just praying and thanking God for what he is doing, praising God for who he is, praising God that he's taking our youth and saying, hey, I'm going to get in front of people and speak the truth no matter who's listening, who's talking. Take it back to their schools. Take for you guys as parents and adults, are you speaking truth where you're at your workplace, with your coworkers, with your relatives, your family, with your neighbors? Are you looking for ways to reach out and share that same truth, reach out and share that same love so they can experience that same fruit that God wants all of us to have? We need to cultivate. We need to be pruned. We need to spend time in the sun. And finally, we need to be ready for when hard times come, because hard times will come. Are we going to still remain in him during those times? And for this point, we're going to have another one of the youth come up and share with you what this point's about. So, Benaiah, if you want to come up.
Hello, everybody. At Spring Fest, we've been learning, the last teaching that we learned about was standing strong. When hard times in our lives, they're going to come. It's not like you can avoid them or try to just figure it out yourself. You have to have God in it. And in that verse, if you could do it, the John 15, 1, 2, 3, it really gave me something that stood out to me. I am the true grapevine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do bear fruit, so they will produce even more. You have already been pruned and purified by the message I have given you. Now, in that verse, one thing that really was just, I couldn't stop thinking about was how it said, he cuts off every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, and he prunes the branches that do fruit, so they will produce even more. In that, sometimes we think when you are being cut off or we get those two mixed up, cut off and pruned. Pruned is being trimmed. It's being cut back. Like he said, those in the vineyards, they are cutting back up to 80 to 90%. That's being willing to give up almost everything you have to follow God and to grow more. Sometimes we have to go through hard times so we can grow through those hard times. And one thing when a hard time, my mom was telling me of a story about one of her friends. She has a bunch of houseplants, and she'll go around flicking her houseplants. That was a little random. And the thing about flicking the houseplants, she then told me the reason she did it was to make them stronger. Sometimes we can be doing really good where we're at, but God wants us to go farther, so he'll put us through a hard time to make us harder, be able to do better. And when another hard time comes in the future, that flick is making us stronger for when, because we're in comfort right now, but when he puts us out of that comfort zone, when he puts us out just out there and we need to trust God, we can stay strong. Because when you take that plant off of the shelf in the windowsill or just out of a pot and you try to plant it outside, when those winds come, when those storms come, and they're really shaking you, if you're not built strong by having God tested you and put you through those hard times, you're not going to be able to withstand it. You have to trust God. So another verse I want to share with you is 1 Corinthians 15:58. And this verse, it's talking about how to be strong and immovable. First Corinthians 15:58. Okay, it says, so my dear brothers and sisters, be strong and immovable. Always work in you. Okay, I'm not going to say that word. But yeah. For the Lord, for you know that nothing you do for the Lord is ever useless. That word, the immovable, and then we get in through with this. Yeah, okay. It is saying that we have to have the want to do it so we can be immovable. Immovable means they aren't going to move you. You're going to stand strong. You're going to be, when they hard times come, you're still going to be there, and you're not just going to fall down and crumble. And then it says, yeah, it says that word. And it's saying you have to have the want to do it. You can't just say, I'm a Christian, yeah. So what does a Christian mean? You have to actually have the want to be in your lives to actually do it. All right, so the verse, another, one more verse I want to do is Luke 4:13. And if you know anything about Luke 4:13, I don't know if you do, it's about the devil tempting Jesus. And that really shows that it's not just us that will be tempted. When the devil had finished tempting Jesus, he left until the next opportunity came. That verse right there shows that this isn't the only time you're going to be tempted to give up. There's going to be another opportunity that the devil's going to come back at you and try to make you crumble, try to make you give up. But it, as it says, when the devil had finished tempting Jesus, Jesus stands strong. He stayed in near the vine. He stayed with Jesus through that. So then the devil left him because he knew, the devil knew there was no way to make Jesus give up. And the next point I want to share with you is, it's about trees. This whole weekend we've been talking a little bit about plants here and there. And the thing about trees is when they're in the woods, the reason they go up and go straight is because they're competing for the sun. They all need the sun. They want the sun. So that's why they go up. They want to be inspired by the other trees to grow. Those trees are a little bit like us. We in our community, the people around us. When you see somebody like my dad or my grandpa or anybody who's just an outgoing Christian, anybody in this church, you will just look around you and you get inspired. And you have to be careful to not have envy for them and not be, well, why can't I do that? And then just sit there and not go any farther. You want to be inspired and challenge yourself to go reach those heights, to go straight up, go and compete in for the sun. And don't, Maybe you see yourself as better than other people. But the thing is, every point you're at, every place you're at is important. Every step closer to God is just as important as the next one. But as long as you're still growing straight up, that's what God wants for you. And the thing that's different from trees in the woods versus trees in the fields is, there's a big difference. Trees in the fields, if you didn't know this, they are different than the ones in the woods. When you're in a field, you can't lock the roots. They can't lock with the trees around them, so they won't be as strong. They don't see the people around them and have the, they don't want to be inspired to grow straight up. So they're kind of like just going back and forth. They're pretty much scrap wood. If you try to use this wood, which is what sometimes we can be, if God tries to use us to make us grow and be able to use us in his big projects he has, and we're just scrap wood, you really can't use scrap wood. Scrap wood's just like that bended stuff that you just, it's just so hard to use, it's not worth it. But in the fielded areas, there's more danger too. You have lightning, you have wind. Any disaster, you just start, it's shaking your roots every time you're there because you can't lock up with somebody else. That's like how we can be when we don't have other people around us, where when we have other people around us, we can talk to them, we can speak to them and say what we believe, but also they can do it to us. That's the thing about a community. Community is not just a one person and they're talking to themselves, just kind of like pepping themselves up. A community is when you have many people believing together, and you do, sometimes in that community, it might not always be a good community. There will be bad people that might try to bring you down, but you have to stand strong through that and go push on through. And if you could do Proverbs 27:17, that's another verse I'd like to share with you guys. It pretty much talks about just kind of where we're at as trees and how we're going. It says, as iron sharpens iron, so a friend sharpens a friend. Just like we are with other people, like a friend and a friend, we are trying to help them as we can, and they are trying to help us as we can. Iron is not really a comfortable thing. When you think of iron, it's pretty much metal. Sometimes we want to be like, it doesn't say a couch sharpens a couch, because a couch, iron's not comfy. Sometimes when iron sharpens iron, it means the not so great things that you have to know are being told to you. You're a friend that can tell you, hey, maybe this isn't something you're doing right. That is what a friend sharpening a friend is, not just somebody who says, yeah, when you might be doing something wrong and they just go along with it. A true friend is when iron sharpens iron, not a couch sharpens a couch. So one more point I want to share with you is it's not over. In Numbers 11:13, there's one more verse I want. Okay, I might have another one. Just wait. I really like putting the Bible in what we're doing, because when we talk about the Bible, this is Jesus' word sharing with us what we can learn from this. And it's pretty much what stuck out for me in this is it's not over. This is going to be talking about Moses and his point of view on what's happening. He's with the Israelites, and he's pretty much saying why. Why, God? It says, where am I supposed to go? Numbers 11 through 13. I'm sorry. Okay, and Moses says to the Lord, Lord, why are you treating me, your servant, so harshly? Have mercy on me. What did I do to deserve the burden of all these people? Did I give birth to them? Did I bring them into the world? Why did you tell me to carry them in my arms like a mother carries a nursing baby? How can I carry them to the land you swore to give them their ancestors? Where am I supposed to get the meat for all these people? They keep whining to me saying, give us meat to eat. And after that, it goes on to say, Moses pretty much says, God, if you're just going to keep on doing this to me, kill me. That is pretty much wanting to give up right there. And now, pausing on that verse, I'm going to tell you a little story. About a year ago, I was with my cousins, and we were down at our cabin, and there's these woods behind our cabins. We were walking through them, and I saw this pretty cool thing. It's a stump. A stump is just the base of the tree that was cut off or it broke off, and it was just the stump. And stumps are kind of sad because it's something that was so big and so strong. It's now not so big, not so strong because it gave up. But in that stump, there was a sapling growing out of that stump. A sapling coming out of the middle, showing that even what seemed like death, even that seemed like the tree being cut off, God still had a plan, a sapling, new life, a baby tree coming back out of that. And it still had more. And now Romans 5:3-5, if you could do that for us too, it's talking about what hardship does to our lives. Sometimes hardship can really tear us down, but we don't always understand that it's actually bringing us up for the future. It builds character. It changes who we are, and that's why we need it. We can't just be a great person so when hardship comes our way, we just give up. We have to have the character in that. It says, and this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with love. Romans 3-5, please. I think that's right. I may have said the wrong. Yeah, we can rejoice too when we run into problems. We can rejoice when we are thinking we're about to die, when we want to give up, when we are on the edge of the line, when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us and develop endurance, and endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. God puts those giants, those mountains in our life so we can overcome them. God doesn't put a mountain in our life to destroy us. God is a loving, kind God. And he puts those things in our life so we can overcome them. The problems, the trials, we can rejoice because he's given us an opportunity. Earlier in that verse, it said the devil is going to tempt us when he gets the opportunity. So if the devil's going to take those opportunities, we need to take ours. When there is a problem, we need to take care of it. We can't just let it sit there. And the last verse, I promise I'm done after this. Psalms 1:3. It's talking about a river. Psalms 1:3, and how trees grow by the river. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season. Their leaves never wither, and they prosper in all they do. Those trees by the water, by the river, think of the river as God for a minute, and we are the trees. If we are close to God, if we are leaning next to God when some hardship comes, and maybe we do feel like falling back, we're so close to the river that we fall back on Jesus, and Jesus has got your back. You're not dead. You're not done. Jesus is there for you. The closer you are to God, the easier it is to fall back on him. If you don't trust God really, you just say you're a Christian, but you're here on the river, like way over there, you just like saying you're Christian because it makes people feel happy about it. The truth is, you need to be close to the river. You need to trust God. You need to read the Bible. Those things bring you closer to the river, to Jesus, to help you understand and to help you in those hard times. Like they said, sometimes you're stuck in that manure. You're stuck and you don't know where to go. Jesus will help you. And that's pretty much what I got for today.